Let's be real, there's nobody that actually likes data, hours of research, and graphs. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna showcase a few of those things and then break it down so it's entertaining, but as well as that, you're actually able to walk away with some value. If you're interested, keep watching. Hey guys, my name is Ravi and welcome back to Personal Finance with Ravi Sharma. If you're new here, smash that subscribe button because I talk about real estate, cryptocurrency, and financial freedom. Now at the moment, we have so much noise, but now we're starting to see some of that confidence start to return. We've got the RBA slowing down how quickly they're moving up the rates, as well as that you've got a lot of research coming out from CoreLogic, Deutsche Bank, all suggesting that maybe the bottom of this market is about to be in, and they're expecting Q1 or Q2 of 2023. So it effectively means that maybe we're in a period now where the next 6 to 9 months is going to be the best time to buy real estate, at least for the next leg up in this cycle. So in this video, we're going to cover off the rental crisis and what the update is with that, as well as that we're going to look at regional prices versus the capital city prices and what's happening. And then we're going to look at what sort of happens next when it comes to rentals as well as property prices. So let's jump straight in. Now this graph here shows the quarterly median weekly advertised rents for capital cities versus regional. In the red, we have the capitals, and then in the blue aqua color, we've got the regional markets. What we can see is that both lines are increasing at such a rapid pace. And what that actually means is that capital city rents are up 7.8%, whereas regional rents are up 12.5% over the last year. And this is something that I came out on the channel, talked about in December and November of 2021. And I said, hey, maybe we're gonna have a supply issue and the rental crisis is what you should be focusing on, not just FOMO pricing and buying at the top. Naturally, when you're a bit early to things, you know, the trolls come out and say,
you don't know what you're talking about.
And it's starting to feel the same way again, because in 12 months from now, I believe rents will be up anywhere between 15 and 25%. What I didn't expect was rents to change this quickly. And that is more of a concern, because if you watch that video, and I'll link it up here, where I said, hey, this is what I think in 12 months time, 15 to 25%, possibly. But even in that scenario, I didn't expect that rents would move up so quickly. And the fact is that the worst is yet to come. When it comes to immigration, the immigration numbers are still nowhere near what they were pre-pandemic. And that's what we're gonna cover off later in this video. Now, as an investor, you're looking at a cash on cash return, your best return on investment. So when you're going out there, you're looking at, yeah, sure, capital growth is part of it, but you also want capital growth as well as cash flow. And when you're looking at cash flow, you've gotta look at your gross rental yield. And what we can see here is capitals against versus regionals. Now, both of these lines are decreasing, and that's more so because the price of the properties are moving higher relative to the growth they have in rentals. And what we can see is that both are experiencing the same thing. Now this graph is monthly new rental listings. And although it doesn't look like it's painting a picture, what I'm about to tell you next is definitely gonna scare you. Now listen carefully. Capital City rental listings are actually 18% lower than their decade average. That simply means that we don't have enough rental dwellings for the existing amount of people that wanna go and rent a property. Now that was for capital cities. When we go ahead and look at regional properties, that's actually down 28.9% lower than its decade average. And yes, people are gonna go out and say, well, a lot of people are gonna move back into capital cities, and I'm about to cover off that now. Now you see, the expectation now is that some people that moved out into regional towns went out there because they said, hey, you know, I can work remotely. I don't wanna be stuck in a unit, so I'm gonna move out regionally where it's nicer, and then I can always come back when the pandemic's over. Now that the pandemic's over, we're starting to see some of that migration come back into the capital cities. However, it's not at the same rate that it left, and it's a lot less. And the reason for that is because some of those people that did end up moving, and you might be one of those people that actually moved out and you bought a house, or you rented a property for a while and now you're looking at buying a house in that area. And that's because maybe your workplace doesn't require you to go back into the workplace. They may be okay with you working remotely, or you found another job and you can work completely over the internet. How good is that? So as a result of that, you still do have people coming back into the capital cities, but it's definitely not as much as people think it will be. And when you compound this with the fact that we've got immigration coming in and a lot of those people are gonna come and rent a property, we're gonna see a short-term spike when it comes to capital city properties. Now, if you've got a property anywhere in a capital city and you just heard the words that came out of my mouth, don't get too excited. You might be like, yeah, I can get freaking cash flow. You know, rents are gonna go through the roof and the property price is gonna be awesome. But what you've gotta do is look at this logically. If people are coming here, they've gotta figure out what they can afford. And at the moment, if we've got rental listings dropping at the rate they're dropping, and we're starting to see the increase in immigration numbers, are they all going to move to the traditional capital cities like Sydney and Melbourne? I don't think so. I think they're gonna look at smaller capital cities and they're gonna look at regional centers that offer a diversified economy. In saying all of that, capital city rents are going up as well as regional properties, and this is a nationwide problem of a rental issue. A rental crisis that most people don't understand how bad it can be in the next 12 months. It's pretty freaking scary. And this here is the Australian net immigration number. And what you can see is that we're about to take off to the moon. What we're seeing is that we're not even at levels at 2018 or 2019, and yet we already have a rental issue. Imagine what happens with prices, and that might just be a perfect segue or planting the seed for what I'm about to say later in this video. But we'll continue. Let's take a look at this graph, which is housing price growth across capital cities and regional markets. And there's a couple of things that I want to point to. Now, in 2019, you can see in the red, obviously, is the capital cities, the blue is the regional centers. And what you're looking at is in 2018, 2019, we had APRA come in and change up a bunch of rules. There were servicing changes, there were interest-only changes, and that brought back the market here in Australia. And what you can see is the national average of capital cities dropped by about 8% at the time. Now, if you look at the same period in regional markets, it actually didn't drop. Now, there are going to be unique suburbs everywhere, whether it's capital cities or regional centers, that did go higher or below these averages. But the point I'm trying to make is that when times are tough, people will look at their cash flow positions and what they can hold long term. And that is why I like to invest into affordable properties. It makes the most sense to me logically. Am I going to live there? No. But the whole point is, how do I build a foundation portfolio and then be able to stack it with properties that I know I can keep through cycles moving forward because the rental growth exists and I know I've diversified my risk because I'm able to purchase multiple properties. If you need help finding these locations, finding the exact properties in the right streets, definitely contact me. There's an email in the pinned comments down below where you can shoot me an email and we can get the ball rolling. But what we also have seen in 2022 is when the market took off, it actually took off more aggressively in regional markets. So although this idea that, oh, regional markets don't grow and capital cities are better, what we're seeing here in terms of an average, that regional markets almost outperformed capital cities by almost 10%. And what we're seeing now is that correction. That correction should have been felt a lot more in regional markets, but what we can see is that regional markets have continued to grow. And the average here is 4%, whereas capital cities have dropped by minus 3%. Now, I can assure you that there are locations we've been purchasing properties in where 4% would have been a bad deal. What we've looked at, our average this year is closer to 12 to 13% over the last 90 properties that we've purchased. When you start thinking about how big of a deal that is, it makes a massive difference, especially when your properties are going up and the relative market is either staying put or dropping. That puts you further ahead and that puts you in the best position in 12 months' time to be able to take out that equity, buy properties on the cheap, and then ride the next leg up. This table here pretty much illustrates that, where you've got the national average dropping by minus 1%, you've got capital cities dropping by minus 3%, but regional areas going up by 4%. And you can see in each state that the regional areas are pretty much outperforming the capital city markets. And as I said, you can look at the rest of South Australia, where regional South Australia has grown by 16%. But hey, the media doesn't want to cover that because it sounds entertaining when you hear people losing money in Sydney and Melbourne.
And yeah, you know what? Like, interest rates are actually going to go to 15% because I'm writing an article and I don't know what the F I'm talking about. That's pretty much my summary of Australian media at the time.
We know we've got a severe rental crisis and the prices are about to go higher when it comes to rental properties because there's simply not enough dwellings. When you look at that and you look at the situation with inflation dropping in Australia, the interest rates will start cutting in 2023. When you have more people increase their borrowing capacity, have the ability to go out and buy property, coupled with the fact that you have immigration coming into the country, in 12 months' time, we will kick off the next leg up in this cycle. I believe it's already kicked off in many parts of Australia, and that's why we are so active. We've been more active now than we were when it was the peak of the cycle only 12 to 18 months ago. I'm so glad that people that have been making moves, but if you haven't made the move and you've watched all this way, what the hell are you waiting for? I definitely don't want to sound like I'm trying to invoke you to do something and like
make a decision right now.
At the end of the day, I try and make these videos entertaining, give you as much emotion to keep you entertained, but more importantly, stay engaged to get the value. Take everything with context. Understand what is playing out here. You're going to listen to the media, which is what most people are going to listen to, and not make the moves? Or are you going to listen to the smart money, follow the money, and see what's happening? And I can assure you now that despite what the media says today, in 6 months or 12 months, they'll jump on the new hype train. They'll jump on the newest thing that's going to entertain most people. And at that point, it might be that you're buying at the wrong time because there's so much FOMO. There's always opportunities in real estate, but if you can go and diversify your risk, minimize those risks, then you're making the most logical decision. Again, hit me up, the pinned comments, you'll see my email there, and you can visit my website, searchpropertyau.com.au, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. Thanks, guys.